It's my great pleasure now to introduce to you a person who is, to a large extent, responsible for our being able to continue this conference for a second year. This facility, the Borough Manhattan Community College, is a very important facility in this city and in this country, really, because of the conferences it is able to host here. Even in light of the great fiscal crisis facing New York, facing this country, and certainly facing the CUNY system, we have the opportunity to be hosted by a very gracious and courageous president, a sister, a committed individual who is helping us make things work, making a way where other people said there was no way. And so it gives me great pleasure to introduce, to welcome you to this conference, the president of the Borough Manhattan Community College, Dr. Augusta Kapener. Please join me in welcoming her.
Thank you very much, Abdul Al-Kalimat. Tonight, it's my great pleasure on behalf of Borough Manhattan Community College to welcome you here to the second Malcolm X International Conference. I also want to let you know that we consider it a part of our mission here as a community college to serve the community, and we see ourselves and our facility as a resource to the community. So the fact that you are here tonight represents the community in our name and many of the communities to which we reach out. As an educational institution, we are proud to provide the facility and atmosphere in which scholars, civic leaders, activists, researchers, theologians, students, and community people can come together, discuss, debate, analyze, and evaluate the life and leadership of a major figure like Malcolm X. The success of this second international conference will pave the way for future conferences dedicated to scholarly and community approaches to defining and redefining history and defining and redefining our heroes. This conference is appropriately an educational conference, for Malcolm had a deep faith in the value of education. In his own words, education is an important element in the struggle for human rights, a passport to the future. This conference, which focuses on the philosophy and the ramifications of radical politics and struggle, also focuses on the many sides of Malcolm's life and work. Malcolm the man, Malcolm the agitator, Malcolm and his spiritual side, Malcolm brilliant and articulate, a voice against injustice, Malcolm the courageous who challenged black people to know their history and to stand up for themselves and to fight their own battles, Malcolm who challenged the conscience of racist societies around the world. To the long list of distinguished speakers, scholars, and participants that will be with us this weekend, I would like to welcome our friends from New York City, from New York State, from across the nation, and our special guests tonight who are with us from the country of Zambia. And I thank you all for taking part in this conference. As the conference unfolds, let there be learning and teaching and exchanges of ideas and debate and discussion and analysis and evaluation and planning for the future and sharing in the joy of keeping a tremendous legacy alive. Leaders and heroes of the stature and importance of Malcolm X are few and far between. They come few and far between in a generation, and it's important to keep that legacy alive. We need our heroes, and our children need our heroes, and this kind of scholarly debate will keep that legacy alive. The implications of this conference, as were the implications of last year's conference, will be far-reaching and will have meaning for many generations to come. So it is my wish that this conference shall achieve its goals and that it will reach thousands of people over the course of this weekend and that it will celebrate well the living legacy of Malcolm X. So again, I welcome you to the Borough of Manhattan Community College and hope that this conference is going to be a productive one.